President Trump brought his re-election campaign to Manchester last night. It was his first visit to New Hampshire in more than a year, and the president drew plenty of supporters, as well as protesters. NHPR reporters were in Manchester last night, and Laura Gilgen starts off our coverage outside the president's rally.
The scene outside the SNHU arena looked pretty much like every other Trump rally you've seen on TV. Thousands of people in bright red hats, so psyched to be here. Street vendors selling Trump gear. But the difference this time is the line of people wound around Elm Street. And Red Sox shirts are matched with those Make America Great Again hats.
I'm too old to be going to rock concerts, so this is the next best thing.
Mark Bowron is from Auburn, and he's right. There is definitely a rock concert feel to this thing. Derry resident Keith Rinaldi told me he was hoping Trump would play his greatest hits.
Hear him bash the media, hear him bash the Democrats. Come up with some new nicknames for some of his competitors.
Every supporter I talked to said they were here first and foremost to show support, but they also wanted to feel the energy they'd heard so much about. And Rinaldi says that is how Trump can win New Hampshire in 2020. The thousands of people inside feeling that energy.
They'll all go home and talk about the rally they went to. And they just, it's a grassroots, they spread the word.
For many Trump fans from left-leaning Massachusetts, and there were a lot of them, this was a chance to let their Trump flags fly proudly. Melissa Hayes and her friends were decked out in Trump gear for the rally, but at home, Hayes tries to be more subtle.
Like, she's got a Trump sticker on the back of her car, and I'm like, you are so brave, because I'd be afraid somebody would trash my car. Yeah.
And as these ladies wind their way toward the front door of the arena, Hayes and her friends say here, they can protect their president from haters they say lie about his character.
I've watched Donald Trump for 30 plus years, and never was he a racist. He was a womanizer, but he was never a racist until he ran for president. And to me, it's disgusting the way that I feel like he's the most harassed person in the universe.
For the Trump supporters I talked to, this rally brought an experience of community, a we're in this together kind of vibe. It was actually the same sentiment I heard across the street from crowds protesting Trump's visit. Outside the SNHU arena, I'm Lauren Chulgen.
And inside the arena, I'm Josh Rogers. This rally amounted to the official kickoff of President Trump's local re-election effort, and from the start, Trump was out to stress he still understands the state where he notched his first win during the 2016 GOP primary.
You know, you have a reputation. I mean, I know it's not true because I know you too well. You have a reputation of being very staid, very, very elegant, staid, incredible people. You're not acting it tonight. And that's good.
The crowd responded as if on cue when Trump derided his Democratic rivals, promised to defend gun rights and appoint more conservative judges. But it was the economy, and the local economy in particular, which got the most stress.
Since my election, the number of new businesses starting in the great state of New Hampshire has skyrocketed by almost 25%.
All night long, accurately or not, Trump worked to make New Hampshire a kind of case in point for Republican policy goals. Those included restrictive voting laws when Trump referenced his narrow loss in New Hampshire's general election.
We should have won New Hampshire. That was taken away.
Or tighter borders, noting the state's drug problem as justification.
And you just seem to have a bigger problem. And by the way, the wall is being built. That's going to stop a lot of it.
And for a president prone to hog any available credit, this was a night when certain allies in the room also got a good deal of praise.
He's been a great governor, Chris Sununu, with a great father, too. Great father.
Trump went on to name-check key GOP state officials. He gave a quick boost to the possible 2020 Senate run by former campaign manager Corey Lewandowski. And near the end of his speech, the president went for the ultimate, if cliched, Granite State reference.
Our hearts beat to the words of the New Hampshire state motto, live free or die.
Unoriginal, perhaps, but fitting for a rally the Trump campaign hopes will persuade local voters that they and the president are in this together. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.